Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Dangote Cement 9 months 2025 results investor call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions later during the conference. If you should need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero. Please note that this call is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Temilade Adurosa. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone on the call. Thanks for joining us today for Dangote Cement's 9 months investor call. On the call today, we have the Group Managing Director, Mr. Alvin Pattak. We also have the CFO, Dr. Gwenga Fapohunda. Mr. Pattak will take us through the presentation, and then we'll have a Q&A after the call. So over to you, Mr. Pattak.
Thank you, Devi. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this conference call to discuss Dangote Cement's financial results for the 9 month period ended September 25. Let me begin by highlighting some of the key milestones we have achieved so far this year. In October, we made remarkable progress in our expansion strategy. Through sustained dedication, commitment, and hard work, we are in the process of stabilizing our grinding plant at Kodewa this year, increasing our total installed capacity to 55 million tons across Africa. This achievement underscores our commitment to regional self-sufficiency and further consolidates our leadership position as Africa's foremost cement producer. In addition to our expansion efforts, we have also made notable strides in cost optimization, export growth, profitability, and sustainability, all of which will be discussed in detail as we proceed. On page 3, we highlight the continued strength of our geographical footprint across Africa. Following the successful commissioning of our grinding plant in Ivory Coast, Dangote Cement now has an operational presence in 11 countries across the continent. Our expansion pipeline remains robust. The construction of our 6 MTPA integrated Ituri plant, a key project designed to support our export growth ambitions, is progressing according to plan. In addition, we are advancing our $400 million investment to double the capacity of our Ethiopian plant, reinforcing our commitment to meeting the growing demand for cement across Africa. On page 4, we turn to the macroeconomic environment in sub-Saharan Africa, where the cement market continues to demonstrate resilience despite prevailing global headwinds. According to IMF, GDP growth in sub-Saharan Africa is projected to remain stable at 4.1% in 2025. Although this represents a moderate pace, growth is supported by stronger commodity prices, sustained infrastructure investment, and a gradual recovery in intra-African trade. Furthermore, unlike in 2024, most sub-Saharan African currencies have appreciated against the US dollar, easing foreign exchange pressures and supporting regional business performances. On page 5, we represent an overview of key domestic macroeconomic indicators. On a positive note, inflation continued to ease for the 6th consecutive month, declining to 18.02 in September 25. Also, the Naira, which had previously been among the worst depreciated currencies in the region, has shown encouraging signs of stabilization, appreciating from $1,549 per dollar at the end of 2024 to $1,475.3 by the end of September 25. This improvement is largely attributed to increased foreign exchange inflows, supported by a series of fiscal and monetary policy reforms aimed at enhancing market confidence and liquidity. Moving on to page 6, let me take a moment to discuss some of our key strategic and operational initiatives that are positioning Dangote Cement for long-term sustainable value creation. One of our top priorities is expanding capacity to drive future growth. We have set an ambitious target to increase our total production capacity to 66.4 million tons per annum by 2030, supporting our long-term vision of making Africa self-sufficient in cement and clinker production. Turning to page 9, we focus on our export strategy, which continues to play a vital role in our regional growth agenda. Dangote Cement has strengthened its export operations, aligned with our vision to promote regional self-sufficiency in cement production. Over the past 5 years, exports from Nigeria has grown at a compound annual rate of 34.6%. During the 9 months of 2025, exports from our Nigerian operations increased by 23%, reaching 1.1 million tons, reflecting improved efficiency and stronger export infrastructure. In West Africa, we export clinker from our Nigeria to our dedicated terminals to Cameroon and Ghana, while cement is exported to Niger, currently paused, and Togo complement our footprint in the region. Looking ahead, our ambition is to achieve 10 million tons of combined cement and clinker exports by 2030. The ongoing construction of our 6 million ton per annum Itoli plant in Ogunstay will play a pivotal role in raising this target, supporting our broader mission to serve as a net exporter of cement across Africa. On page 10, we outline our various cost efficiency initiatives, which are central to sustaining profitability and maintaining our competitive edge. We have made strong strides in logistics cost optimization through our CNG adoption program, fuel management, import substitution, forex neutralization strategy, and alternative fuel substitution. Dangote Cement now operates over 3,000 full CNG trucks and more than 1,000 dual fuel trucks, with plans to fully transition to a CNG powered fleet in Nigeria by 2026. We also expect to deploy 1,400 additional monofuel trucks between 2026 and 2027. These initiatives deliver tangible benefits. CNG trucks reduce fuel cost by over 60%, while dual fuel trucks achieve savings of around 25%. By substituting high cost fuels such as gas, AGO, and LPFO with cheaper, cleaner alternatives, we continue to achieve substantial cost savings. Beyond cost reductions, these initiatives strengthen our position as the least cost producer, enhance operational flexibility, and embedded a culture of cost discipline and motivation across the business. I am proud to note that Dangote Cement is the first mover in the large-scale fuel matrix innovation within our industry, pioneering the development of CNG technology to improve efficiency and reduce environmental impact. In parallel, our FX neutralization strategy, we have also transformed our foreign exchange position. Historically, we faced a monthly FX shortfall of about $20 million, but today we have turned that into a surplus of over $1 million per month, with further growth expected. We continue to expand this footprint by deploying over 6,000 trade containers and empowering customers through our innovative customer truck empowerment scheme. Under this scheme, we have supported customers with more than 4,000 trucks, providing them the opportunity to ultimately own their own vehicles. A pioneering win-win model that enhances customer loyalty, improves logistic efficiency, and strengthens long-term partnerships. Our customer base is broad and well diversified. Over 90% of our sales come through retail customers, and no single customer accounts for more than 5% of our total volume. This diversification significantly mitigates commercial risk and ensures resilience among changing market conditions. We are also harnessing the power of technology and digital transformation across our operations. Advanced tools such as our distribution management system, electronic proof of delivery, business computing, and information management, AI-driven analytics, and other intelligence systems are enabling smarter decision making, greater operational efficiencies, and enhanced customer experience across the value chain. On page 12, we underscore our unwavering commitment to delivering consistent value to shareholders remains at the core of our long-term strategy. Over the past 14 years, Dangote Cement has maintained a strong track record of growth and value creation, supported by disciplined execution. A resilient business model.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do remain online. The conference will resume shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been rejoined by the main speakers. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And sorry for the disruption. Continuing from where I left, between 2023 and 2024, we delivered another year of robust performance, with revenue rising by 62%, EBITDA increasing by 56%, and profit after tax growing by 10%. In addition, cash flow from operations before tax and working capital changes was up by 49% year on year, reflecting the strength of our underlying earnings and cash generation capability. These results clearly demonstrate the resilience and sustainability of our business model as we continue to execute our strategy with focus, discipline, and an unwavering commitment to catering enduring value to our shareholders. On page 30, we provide an overview of our financial and operational performance for the 9-month period ended September 25. From a financial perspective, the group delivered another period of robust growth. Revenue increased by 23.2%, to ₦3,154.8 billion, driven largely by a strong performance in Nigeria, where revenue rose by 42.4%. Profitability also improved significantly, with group EBITDA up 57.2% to ₹1,428.2 billion, while the EBITDA margin expanded to 45.3%. This strong performance reflects the success of our cost management initiatives, particularly in Nigeria, where EBITDA margins improved from 45.5 to 59.2. As a result, profit margin after tax grew by an impressive 166.3% year on year to ₹743.3 billion, exceeding our full year profit by more than 47%. On the operational front, the group volumes declined modestly by 2.1% to 20.3 million tons, reflecting softer demand and persistent inflationary pressures in key markets. Despite these headwinds, we achieved notable progress in strengthening our export operations. Export volumes increased by 23%, supported by 27 clinker shipments to Ghana and Cameroon during the period. These developments highlight our continued commitment to expanding intra-African trade and reinforcing Dangote Cement's leadership as a pan-African cement producer. We also made substantial progress on our sustainability agenda. During the period, we extended the use of alternative fuels, waste heat recovery capacity, and advanced towards our medium-term decarbonization goals. A key achievement was the phased delivery of 1,600 additional CNG trucks, augmenting our existing fleet of 1,500 vehicles and supporting our transition to cleaner energy sources. Further, we implemented 11 alternative feed systems across our plants to optimize energy efficiency and increase the utilization of alternative fuels. Our sustainability progress has been recognized externally. Dangote Cement recently received an upgraded B rating from the CDP in both water and climate categories, an important validation of our commitment to environmental stewardship, operational excellence, and sustainable growth. Page 15 provides a comprehensive overview of our performance during the period. The group's income statement reflects strong results across both top and bottom lines. Earnings per share rose by 164.8%. reaching ₹43.8, underscoring the group's solid profitability and efficient capital management. Page 16. Our robust balance sheet position. As of September 30, 2025, our gross cash balance stood at ₹364 billion, while net asset closed at ₹2,435.9 billion. reflecting the continued strength of our financial foundation. On page 17, we present an analysis of our cash inflows and how we have prudently allocated capital to deliver sustainable value for all our stakeholders. For the 9-month period of 2025, we generated ₹1,291.1 billion in net cash flow from operations. Of this, ₹461.8 billion was invested in capital expenditures to support our ongoing expansion and operational efficiency initiatives. Importantly, we made significant progress in deleveraging, reducing our net debt by 1,104.1 billion compared to financial year 2024, bringing total net debt to Naira 957.8 billion as of September 30, 2025. Page 18 provides further insight into our Nigeria operations, which remains the cornerstone of our business. Sales volume in Nigeria recorded modest growth of 0.4% to 13.2 million tons, while revenue increased by 42.4%. EBITDA for Nigeria operations grew by 85% to Naira 1,291 billion, with margin expanding to 59.2%, driven by successful implementation of exports, cost optimization, energy initiatives, and CNG rollout. Page 19 provides further insight into the performance of our Pan-African operations. Sale volume declined by 5% to 7.9 million tons, primarily due to weaker demand in key markets, notably Senegal and South Africa, which were impacted by post-election uncertainties as well as liquidity challenges in Ethiopia. As a result of this volume decline, the revenues dropped to Naira 1,056.6 billion and EBITDA decreased by Naira 201.1 billion. Looking ahead from page 20 to 22, you will find updates on our Pan-African operations. Notably, Tanzania, Zambia and Congo all experienced volume growth, while other markets saw softer demand. Turning to page 23, we provide an overview of our debt and liquidity position, including a timeline for our key initiatives in the debt markets, particularly highlighting our bond and commercial paper instruments. At the end of April, we repaid our maiden 5-year Naira 100 billion bond, which was issued in 2020. In June, Moody's upgraded Dangote Cement's rating to B3 with a stable outlook, reflecting the strong fundamentals of our business and our ability to meet short-term funding obligations. On page 20 to 28, we reaffirm our strong commitment to sustainability and corporate governance guided by the 7 pillars of the Dangote Way. A key highlight of this section is the introduction of the Dangote Cement Decarbonization Roadmap, which we have set an ambitious target of 20% reduction of CO2 emission across our operations by 2030. Sustainability remains central to our corporate strategy, and we are proud that CDP rating was recently upgraded to B, reflecting the tangible progress we are making in the environmental stewardship. Our group-wide alternative fuel substitution increased with exceptional performance in South Africa 40% and Senegal 38%. In addition, we have deepened our social investment initiatives, spending from Naira 13.2 billion on CSR activity in 2024 and already spent over 18 billion in the 9 months of 2025. We firmly believe that our long-term success is inseparable from the prosperity and well-being of the communities in which we operate. Further, we underscore our unwavering dedication to strong corporate governance. In July, our President and Chairman, Alhaji Aliko Dangote, GCON, stepped down from the board in favor of an independent director. We have also undertaken a comprehensive review and adoption of the new government for governance policies, ensuring alignment with global best practices and reinforcing the integrity and transparency of our corporate framework. Before I conclude, I would like to extend my sincere appreciation to everyone who has joined us today. To our investors, your continued trust and support are driving force behind our pursuit to excellence. While the 9 months of 2025 have presented challenges, our strong financial and operational performance demonstrates the resilience, adaptability, and enduring strength of our business. With our ongoing strategic investments focused on enhancing efficiency and sustainability, I am confident that Dangote Cement is well positioned to meet the future demand and sustain its growth momentum in the coming months. Thank you very much.